This is a dynamic blind test recording between the dynamic cardioid XDM100 studio microphone from Rode X and the also dynamic cardioid SL40 studio microphone from Efeduce. I'm Alan Tepper from Pro Video Coalition and CombinedHosting.com. We are making this simultaneous recording with each microphone at the same distance from my mouth, each one on its own flexible boom arm. The XDM100 is connected via USB, which is the only way to connect it, at least officially. The XDM100 is mounted inside of the included shock mount and is fully dressed with the included external windscreen. The SL40 is connected via XLR through one of the inputs of the Rodecaster Pro 2, and it has the Shure A7WS windscreen, the only way I would ever use it for close talking, and the way I used it in its own review. The sound from each microphone is being recorded on an independent track in Hindenburg Pro, my favorite multi-track audio recorder for standard personal computers. The purpose of this recording is to compare the sound of the sub-$100 US dollar microphone, the SL40, with the sub-$250 US dollar XDM100, although I note that together with the A7WS, the SL40 costs under $120 US dollars. As a result, we're comparing a $120 US dollar solution with a $250 US dollar solution, excluding the boom arm. Before listening to the WKRP slogan, we'll first hear 11 seconds of room tone with each microphone, courtesy of your local library, wherever you may be located. You're listening to WKRP in Cincinnati, with more music and less Nesman. During this recording, no live effects or processing were active in the Rodecaster Pro 2 or within the DSP, or digital signal processor, of the XDM100. Ahead in this XDM100 review article, you'll hear all of those things and more. Later in this article, we'll also reveal which of the two blind recordings is which. Let's see if you guessed correctly or not.